Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. Basically, when this session was being planned, they put out a call for abstracts to basically commemorate the 50th anniversary of the start of at least major American involvement of the war in Vietnam, as well as the 100th anniversary of the First World War. And this was such a monumental part of human history and that has really shaped the world that we live in today. I submitted an abstract just to speak a little bit about the conditions that led to the acclaimed Christmas truces of 1914, which was a very unique time in the First World War and really symbolized a shift in modern warfare and something that was never replicated again. I have no disclosures. Disclaimer, these are my own opinions. Just very quickly, we'll go through an outline. You can read that. We're just going to lay very quickly the context of World War I, some of the political as well as military conditions which led to Christmas of 1914, and just some very high-level things that the war, its legacy, echoed today. World War I in context, just in doing my research, especially this past year at Fort Leavenworth, I mean, this truly was arguably the most complex international crisis in world history, even until today. There are innumerable theories over what was the proximal causes of the conflict, and that can be argued from many, many different lenses, and I'm not here to present one perspective on that today. But we look at the world map, we look at geopolitics, we look at the boundaries of current Iraq, we look at Syria. All of these things are sequelae from events that occurred during the First World War and in their aftermath. Just massive, tremendous loss of lives, estimated over 20 million civilian and military deaths, 21 million wounded, and the demise of three empires. Again, we're doing big APHA hand wave here because we only have 12 minutes, but just to lay out just some of the complexity, just to give you some lens there of the alliances and geopolitical considerations that were going on there up until 1914. Just want to lay that out for you right there. Okay, so what happened, essentially, I'm going to focus just on the Western Front, again, leading up until the first few months of 1914. Germany faced, going back to the 1870s from the Franco-Prussian War, a tremendous strategic dilemma. That was their general staff's perspective. They were basically positioned athwart two potential rivals, Russia as well as France, and being in that central position, they had to determine, a means of counteracting that in case of a full-blown conflict. So basically what the German general staff hedged was that they could do an envelopment and knock out France before the massive Russian military would be able to mobilize. Then they could quickly move the forces by timetable into the Russian theater and repel any type of attack coming from the east. So the German general staff had developed, this is going back to about 1906, it was called the Schlieffen Plan, named by the originator of the plan. But basically what it called was, it was a very mechanistic plan, again, driven by timetable, it would be envelopment around into Paris, and it would theoretically knock out the French army within 2 weeks, and then that would enable the flow of forces to counteract the Russians in the east. So this was the intent. I mean, everything was on a timetable. To every 6 minutes, the troop trains would be going to points of debarkation. So it was a very very complex undertaking, and this was what was attempted in 1914. As we can see here, it was modified just a little bit, and this is basically what happened. Basically, for logistical considerations, the frontage from the German advance through Belgium was shortened, and that further exacerbated some of their logistical challenges. They got very close to Paris towards the end of August and September of 1914, and they were basically held at the Marne River by the French forces under the French Plan 17. They fell back further, they were pushed back further to the Anne River in this position over here, again, mid to late September 1914. And interestingly, what ensued was known as the Race for the Sea, and this was September-October of 1914. What started out as a war of maneuver were attempts by the French, the British, and the Germans to outmaneuver each other in an attempt to get around. That didn't happen, and so what we ended up with was essentially a line here from the English Channel all the way to the Alps. And give or take, several miles on either side, this pretty much stood constant until early 1918. And we all know what happened after that. Okay, so again, 1914, the entrenchments were just starting. What we may commonly perceive as the trenches that the American Expeditionary Force encountered in 1917, 1918, the German defense in depth, that had really not been implemented yet. These were fairly crude entrenchments. No man's land had not been obliterated, you know, the way it would be in the subsequent years. And again, very, very crude. And this is just kind of a depiction of here of British and German trenches in 1914. For armchair historians, I suspect this is not really a 1914 photo, given the helmets that came in 1915 on the British forces, but it just gives a general idea of what the trenches had started out as. Again, this was an unexpected development. This was not anything that the military itself or the population was prepared to when they went off to war, which they thought would end by Christmas. Again, 1914, just absolutely horrific. And this doesn't even fully underscore it. When you factor in wounded and diseased non-battle injuries, thank you, the French encountered 1 million total casualties just in those first few months of the war. So basically, there was some spontaneous truces that developed during the front. Most of it was confined, actually, to the 27 miles of the British sector. And here's a blow-in up there south of Ypres. There were some truces that occurred, you know, further south in the French sectors, but it was predominantly in the British sector. These were almost all of these were actually initiated by the German forces. Between the 24th of December 1914 and the 27th of December 1914 is when most of these took places, generally at a very low and informal level, battalion or lower. And here's just some pictures, historical, you know, just record of these from various newspapers in the UK at that time. And again, the legacy, I think one of the most important things to understand is that World War I and what was encountered was not an abstract or archaic event. It may seem that way being a century on in our technologies, but this event has informed many things. And also, this was really the first conflict where the study of peace and also the causes of war were you know, prompted an entire field of study that we still follow today. It's estimated over 25,000 books and articles just on 1914 have been penned, trying to explain what the causes of that incident were. And then, from a military standpoint, I mean, it truly was a military revolution. This was the introduction of combined arms warfare, military aviation, registered artillery. It was you know, tremendous advances that reverberate until today. And as I mentioned in the beginning, many of the geopolitical situations we're encountering today in the 21st century are a direct result of some of the decisions and outcomes of that conflict. In closing, I would just like to, as I always do, dedicate this talk to the men of my regiment who were casualties in Iraq, young men who were casualties in another war in another young century. Thank you very much.